This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Pilots reveal 16 nuances that will help you become an expert in air travel. Each profession has its own tricks of the trade that aren't usually shared with anyone outside the professional circle. Aviation has always been a fascinating and mysterious line of work, and this makes it even more interesting to learn about all the secrets and nuances that we aviation outsiders have no idea about. Number 16. Pilots are prohibited from having a beard. Some airlines forbid their pilots from having beards. The reasoning behind this is that a beard can prevent an oxygen mask from securing to the face tightly in the event of an emergency situation. That's right, pilots have to put on oxygen masks just like passengers do. Don't worry, if you're dreaming of becoming a pilot but aren't ready to say goodbye to your beloved facial hair, just choose the right airline. Some of them have no problem with it, as long as the oxygen mask still works properly. Number 15. It's cold on planes for the sake of your health. According to research conducted by the American Society for Testing and Materials, there's a close correlation between the temperature and air pressure on an airplane and fainting caused by hypoxia, a condition in which tissues of the body don't get enough oxygen. You can imagine how dangerous that is. If the air in the cabin is too warm, it can trigger this problem. So that's why the air temperature is kept cool. Dress warmly for your flights and try not to complain about being cold. It's that way for your own good. Number 14. Planes never fly in straight lines. Here are some shocking facts. A Boeing 747 burns more than 11 tons of fuel for each hour of flight. And if it's ascending, that number is even bigger. So you might assume that the shorter the distance, the better. But on some long flights, passengers can see a map displaying the flight trajectory in real time. If you've ever watched your flight path, have you ever noticed that the aircraft doesn't fly in a straight line, but rather a curved one? Sometimes it even zigzags. Why curved lines? That's because the Earth is round, but the map on the screen is flat. But what's the zigzagging all about? That's due to special flight regulations requiring pilots to stick to certain routes in order to have enough time to reach an airport in case of an emergency landing. Weather conditions affect the trajectory as well.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number 13. It's better to wear sturdy shoes on a flight. Take it from experienced flight crews from around the world. They beg you to leave your backless sandals and high heels at home and go for sturdier shoes. There are really serious safety reasons for this request. The thing is that both these types of footwear make it too difficult to vacate the aircraft quickly. If you wear high heels, you'll have to leave them behind anyway in case emergency slides are used during an evacuation. Heels can puncture the slide, so off they go. Just ask yourself, you really want to run from the plane barefoot? And are you ready to part with your cute heels forever? Opt for secure shoes with a solid sole so that you won't find yourself standing in your flip-flops on the hot tarmac or in the weeds without any shoes at all. Number 12. Pilots and dispatchers aren't always formal with each other. There's a tradition that dispatchers congratulate pilots on all holidays. Just imagine, around Christmas time, a pilot can have up to 4 flights a day, which means about 2,000 people wishing them a Merry Christmas. When the German football team became the world champions, all dispatchers of the world were congratulating our crew, says Andre Schapera, a pilot with Lufthansa. Number 11. The average person will never manage to land a plane. Action movies often show us heroic scenes where the main character, some average Joe, but nonetheless brave and savvy, rushes into the cockpit and triumphantly lands an unmanned plane. Wait, where are the pilots? The villain got rid of them, of course. Unfortunately, this Hollywood fantasy is pretty much impossible in real life. Even if someone is a genius, hooked on realistic flight simulators, ready and willing to follow all the instructions from ground control, he's still likely to fail due to one simple thing: stress. It's true that there have been cases in the past where amateurs landed small private planes after the incapacitation of a pilot. However, there has never been a case of an unprofessional landing a jumbo-sized commercial airplane. Number 10. Flight delays affect not only passengers, but flight attendants as well. Flight attendants are paid only for in-flight hours. Time spent on the ground doesn't count. The only thing that airlines offer is a small allowance for every hour spent at the airport. So next time, try not to go off on a stewardess when your plane is still on the ground for some reason. She's in the same boat as you are. Number 9. Pilots have to take turns going to the bathroom. When one pilot needs to use the restroom, a flight attendant must join the other pilot in the cockpit and wait until the first one returns from his bathroom break. This is done to avoid any issues like being locked out of the cockpit if the second pilot suddenly passes out. By the way, while some aircrafts have a bathroom dedicated only to the crew, others fill this space with rows of extra seats. In this case, the pilot has to wait in a line with passengers if he has to go. This often provokes a lot of panicked reactions like, "Who's flying the plane?" And only if the pilot is lucky enough, he's allowed to jump the line. Number 8. Airplane food is bad, and nobody's to blame for it. Tasteless airplane food is nobody's fault but science. At high altitudes, our taste buds and sense of smell can play tricks on us. Not to mention low humidity, noise levels in the cabin, and low air pressure also play a big role in this. For example, the air in the cabin is about 15% drier than on the ground. That explains the uncomfortable feeling of dehydration and a super dry nose and mouth. This definitely takes a toll on your taste perception. Consider this fact as well before you complain about the quality of the wine on an airplane. It's absolutely the same as the wine you enjoy on the ground. It's simply the environmental conditions on board and their effect on your body that make it taste so bad. Number 7. Comfortable clothes help you stay healthy. When on a plane, go for comfortable clothes with breathable fabrics. It'll help you tremendously when you're trying to fall asleep. Also, remember that it's better to wear loose-fitting clothes to prevent the development of deep vein thrombosis. Formal or tight clothing will heighten your risk of developing a blood clot. Try to avoid caffeine, even during the day, to help you fall asleep at night. Don't forget your earplugs and a sleeping mask. Number 6. Pilots communicate with flight attendants through a bulletproof door. Did you know that the door to the cockpit is bulletproof? It's true. It's designed to stop bullets and even small grenades. The door also has a keypad for a special access code known only by the flight crew. It can open the cockpit door if the pilot inside doesn't react within 120 seconds after the code has been entered. This is crucial for emergency situations in which flight crew need to get to the pilot in the cockpit ASAP. Not to mention, the beefed-up security is obviously necessary to prevent hijackings by keeping the good guys in the cockpit and the bad guys out. In day-to-day situations, flight attendants cross-check pilots over the phone. They're required to do it every 40 minutes during the day and every 20 minutes at night to make sure the pilot isn't feeling lightheaded or unwell. Number 5. The smoothest place to sit is over or near the wing. Imagine a flying plane like a seesaw. As it dips and turns in the air, parts of the plane sway more than others. The rockiest seats are in the back, so if you want to have a calm and quiet flight without too much swinging, choose seats in the middle near the wings. Some other interesting differences within the cabin. The freshest air is near the front of the plane, and the warmest temperature in the back. Now you can choose your seats according to your priorities. Number 4. There's a secret signal for the airport if the plane has been hijacked. Fortunately, it doesn't happen often. But when it does, pilots give a special signal to the airport when they're landing. They leave the plane's wing flaps up. It's one of the ways to show that there's something bad happening on the plane. Number 3. A hard landing is sometimes done on purpose. When you experience a hard landing in bad weather, it doesn't mean that the pilot is a newbie or lacks the know-how. In fact, sometimes they do it intentionally. If the runway is covered in water, the airplane has to touch down hard in order to break through the layer of water and prevent hydroplaning. Otherwise, the water acts like a lubricant, lowering friction between the airplane's landing gear and the runway. This can cause the plane to skid uncontrollably. If you've ever driven too fast on wet roads, you understand completely what we're talking about here. Number 2. Cabin lights are dim during a nighttime landing for a reason. dimming the cabin lights helps passengers' eyes adjust for the bright light of the cabin to the dim nighttime light on the ground. During an emergency, it's prohibited to turn the lights on so that passengers will already be accustomed to dim lighting just in case. Everything to keep you safe and make your life more comfortable. Another advantage of doing this is to conserve energy. Number 1. There's only 15 minutes worth of oxygen in the masks. There's only enough oxygen in the masks for just a quarter of an hour, but you shouldn't panic. This is plenty of time for the pilot to take the plane to a lower altitude where you can breathe normally.